Chapter 30. Invitation to the Passover. Hezekiah sent a message to all Israel and Judah, and even wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying that they should come to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover in honor of the Lord, the God of Israel. The king, his princes, and the entire assembly in Jerusalem had agreed to celebrate the Passover during the second month, for they could not celebrate it at the time of the restoration. The priests had not sanctified themselves in sufficient numbers, and the people were not gathered at Jerusalem. When this proposal had been approved by the king and the entire assembly, they issued a decree to be proclaimed throughout all Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, that everyone should come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover in honor of the Lord, the God of Israel. For not many had kept it in the manner prescribed. Accordingly, the couriers, with the letters written by the king and his princes, traversed all Israel and Judah. And at the king's command, they said, Israelites, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that he may return to you, the remnant left from the hands of the Assyrian kings. Be not like your fathers and your brethren, who proved faithless to the Lord, the God of their fathers, so that he delivered them over to desolation, as you yourselves now see. Be not obstinate, as your fathers were. Extend your hands to the Lord, and come to his sanctuary that he has consecrated forever, and serve the Lord your God, that he may turn away his burning anger from you. For when you return to the Lord, your brethren and your children will find mercy with their captors, and return to this land. For merciful and compassionate is the Lord your God, and he will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. So the couriers passed from city to city in the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and as far as Zebulun, but they were derided and scoffed at. Nevertheless, some from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. In Judah, however, the power of God brought it about that the people were of one mind to carry out the command of the king and the princes in accordance with the word of the Lord. Thus many people gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the second month. It was a very great assembly. The Passover celebrated. They proceeded to take down the altars that were in Jerusalem. Also, they removed all the altars of incense and cast them into the Kidron Valley. They slaughtered the Passover on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and Levites, touched with shame, sanctified themselves and brought holocausts into the house of the Lord. They stood in the places prescribed for them according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood given them by the Levites, for many in the assembly had not sanctified themselves, and the Levites were in charge of slaughtering the Passover victims for all who were unclean, and therefore could not consecrate them to the Lord. The greater part of the people, in fact, chiefly from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves. Nevertheless, they ate the Passover contrary to the prescription. For Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, May the Lord who is good grant pardon to everyone who has resolved to seek God, the Lord, the God of his fathers, though he be not clean as holiness requires. The Lord heard Hezekiah and spared the people. Thus the Israelites who were in Jerusalem celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread with great rejoicing for 7 days. And the Levites and the priests sang the praises of the Lord day after day with all their strength. Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites who had shown themselves well skilled in the service of the Lord. And when they had completed the 7 days of festival, slaying peace offerings and singing praises to the Lord, the God of their fathers, the whole assembly agreed to celebrate another 7 days. With joy, therefore, they continued the festivity 7 days longer. King Hezekiah of Judah had contributed 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep to the assembly, and the princes had contributed to the assembly 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep. The priests sanctified themselves in great numbers, and the whole assembly of Judah rejoiced, together with the priests and Levites and the rest of the assembly that had come from Israel, as well as the sojourners from the land of Israel and those that lived in Judah. There was great rejoicing in Jerusalem, for since the days of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, there had not been the like in the city. Then the Levitical priests rose and blessed the people, their voice was heard, and their prayer reached heaven, God's holy dwelling.